We're remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She died earlier today at the age of 76 at her home in the Detroit area. She had advanced pancreatic cancer. Stevie Wonder and Jesse Jackson were among those who paid their final respects to her earlier this week. President Trump tweeted about Franklin, "She was a great woman with a wonderful gift from God, her voice." Former President Obama and Michelle Obama released a statement. In part, it read, "In her voice, we could feel our history, all of it, and in every shade." We're joined now by NPR's Eric Deggans. Eric, you were a music critic before you were a TV critic, and you were also a musician in a band that was signed by Motown Records. Who knew? Yeah. Eric, Aretha Franklin began singing solos in the church where her father preached, and gospel was in her blood. Let's hear first some of "Mary, Don't You Weep." She's singing with the Southern California Community Choir. What can you tell us, Eric, about her voice and her ability to sing so many genres with such ease?
Well, you know, I feel like she's arguably the best singer in American pop music history. Mm. She developed this amazing talent, this voice, and also piano playing in the gospel tradition and R&B and soul tradition, but she crossed so many boundaries with it and became a classic artist who also scored hits in rock and pop and even did work in classical music. She cemented the idea of the modern R&B diva with her great stage costumes and her sweeping hairdos and her regal manner and her incredible talent for singing and knowing just how to wring the most emotion out of a song and bring those gospel flavors into whatever she was singing. She transcended this idea that gospel singers couldn't sing secular music or that R&B and soul singers couldn't have pop hits. And she supported the civil rights movement when it needed her most. And she also resurrected her own career in many important times, doing some of her best work for Atlantic Records after Columbia Records couldn't really provide a great home for her. And then moving on to Arista Records and to have hits in the 1980s. She was just an amazing artist.
And you mentioned how she illuminated the works of so many songwriters, among them, of course, Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Here's Aretha performing "A Natural Woman." Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Eric Deggans, we remember the Kennedy Center Honors. There's Carole King in the balcony freaking out at Aretha
right.
Franklin
as
singing.
One would.
As one would. But you know, I just want to ask, she was royalty. The way she presented herself, and we're seeing all these pictures today of her as a young woman, completely humble. But just could you just put your finger on what she became, you know, what she was to us. Approachable, but not. She was separate.
Yeah. Well, she was authentic, is what I would say. She was always Aretha, no matter where she appeared. And what was interesting about her is that she could take a song like "Natural Woman" that was written by somebody else, or "Respect," and make it her own. And, you know, so Otis Redding had to acknowledge that even though he recorded "Respect" first, she's the one who made it into a classic. And Carole King, of course, has always tipped her hat to Aretha as the woman who made that song, legendary. And beyond that, she also co-wrote some really signature hits like "Think" and "Rock Steady." And she co-wrote "Who's Zooming Who" even in the 1980s. So this is a woman who, had brought talents to bear in all sorts of ways, from being a great pianist to a co-songwriter and songwriter and a vocalist, and also pioneering in the worlds of civil rights in the music business and guiding her own career.
And here's Eric Deggans. You mentioned that she also sang classical. We have a piece of music that we'd actually like to linger over a little bit. So just we're going to do that in the time that we have. This is Puccini's Nessun Dorma. She had to step in for Pavarotti, who was taken ill and couldn't perform. She stepped in and did this.
Doing the Grammys.
Listeners are reminding us that, you know, it's a standard song for aspiring opera singers to prove their skill, to see how they do it. She took it apart and put it back together. So we're going to listen a little. Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.